for the last few days. Who's in my bed now?
I think you just went out for a moonlight stroll.
Oh, that's all right then. Death coughed.
I suppose...
Sorry?
I know it's ridiculous, really.
What is?
I suppose you haven't got a kiss for your old granddad.
Susan stared at him. The blue glow in Death's eyes gradually faded, and as the light died, it sucked at her gaze so that it was dragged into the eye sockets and the darkness beyond, which went on and on forever. There was no word for it. Even eternity was a human idea. Giving it a name gave it a length. Admittedly, a very long one. But this darkness was what was left when eternity had given up. It was where Death lived, alone. She reached up and pulled his head down and kissed the top of his skull. It was smooth and ivory white like a billiard ball. She turned and stared at the shadowy buildings in an attempt to hide her embarrassment. I just hope I remembered to leave a window open. Oh well, nothing for it. She had to know, even if she felt angry with herself for asking. Look, the people I met, do you know if I ever see them? When she turned back, there was nothing there. There were only a couple of hoof prints fading on the cobbles. There was no open window. She went around to the door and climbed the stairs in the darkness.
Susan?
Susan felt herself fading protectively, out of habit. She stopped it. There was no need for that. There had never been a need for that. A figure stood at the end of the passage in a circle of lamplight. Yes, Miss Butts? The headmistress peered at her as if waiting for her to do something. Are you all right, Miss Butts? The teacher rallied.
Do you know it's gone midnight? For shame, and you're out of bed, and that is certainly not the school uniform.
Susan looked down. It was always hard to get every little detail right. She was still wearing the black dress with lace. Yes, she said, that's right. She gave Miss Butts a bright, friendly smile.
Well, there are school rules, you know, said Miss Butts, but her tone was hesitant.
Susan patted her on the arm.
I think they're probably more like guidelines, don't you, Lily?
Miss Butts' mouth opened and shut, and Susan realised that the woman was actually quite short. She had a tall bearing and a tall voice and a tall manner, and was tall in every respect, except height. Amazingly, she'd apparently been able to keep this a secret from people.
But I'd better be off to bed, said Susan, her mind dancing on adrenaline. And you too. It's far too late to be wandering around drafty corridors at your age, don't you think? Last day tomorrow, too. You don't want to look tired when the parents arrive.
Thank you, Susan.
Susan gave the forlorn teacher another warm smile and headed for the dormitory, where she undressed in the dark and got between the sheets. The room was silent except for the sound of 9 girls breathing quietly and the rhythmic muffled avalanche that was Princess Jade asleep. And after a while, the sound of someone sobbing and trying not to be heard. It went on for a long time. There was a lot of catching up to do. Far above the world, Death nodded. You could choose immortality, or you could choose humanity. You had to do it for yourself. It was the last day of term, and therefore chaotic. Some girls were leaving early, there was a stream of parents of various races, and there was no question of there being any teaching. It was generally accepted all round that the rules were relaxed. Susan, Gloria, and Princess Jade wandered down to the floral clock. It was 1/4 to Daisy. Susan felt empty, but also stretched like a string. She was surprised sparks weren't coming from her fingertips. Gloria had bought a bag of fried fish from the shop in 3 roses. The smell of hot vinegar and solid cholesterol rose from the paper, without the taint of fried rot that normally gave the shop's produce its familiar edge.
My father says I've got to go home and marry some troll, said Jade. Hey, if there's any good fish bones in there, I'll have them.
Have you met him? Said Susan.
No, but my father says he's got a great big mountain.
I wouldn't put up with that if I was you, said Gloria through a mouthful of fish. This is the century of the fruit bat, after all. I'd put my foot down right now and say no. Eh, Susan?
What? Said Susan, who'd been thinking of something else. Then, when everything had been repeated, she said, No, I'd see what he was like first. Perhaps he's quite nice. And then, the mountain is a bonus.
Yes, that's logical, Didn't your dad send you a picture?